Blog Talk Radio.
All of me skittles and demons, this is Nurse Hatchet. You are listening to the Wolf Pack.
You are listening to Full Spectrum Horror.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're about to experience may be the most exciting night of your life. Your seat will start rumbling. Your heart will start to pound. But don't be alarmed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what you came here for. The party starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, coming at you loud, live, and direct from the darkest depths of your imagination. Welcome.
We take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millette and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
You're Satan, aren't you?
Boy, I could never sit through this without a couple of beers, you know?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the seventh member of the Village People.
The horror sex symbol, Christopher Hyland.
He's not just dancing. He's firming his thighs and tightening his buttock.
Oh, man, this is so bad.
I mean, women just, you know, they just, they gravitate towards me. I mean, I don't understand. I think I have a certain kind of magnetism.
The king of splatterpunk, Eric Morse.
A sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
And now, on with the show.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
On its skin. Else gets the hose again.
Mice.
Hello, and welcome to another episode.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Diz?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
I'm your host. See, who am I again to say? Oh, I just don't know. Could it be... Satan? Yes, that's right. Tonight I'm Satan. And let's see, who do I have with me tonight as my co-host? Manservant Hiccupus. Say hello, Hiccupus.
Actually, Mr. Highland, Mr. Eric Morse isn't able to make it tonight. I'm his replacement for this evening, and my name's Mason Verger. You probably know me from the television show Hannibal.
No. Weren't you one of the little rascals?
You don't know me. I'm the guy that cut off his face and fed it to Graham's dogs. You know, I'm in the wheelchair. You know, Catherine Isabel's my sister. You know. You should know. I mean, you know, next week I'm going to fuck up that little prick Hannibal. Yeah, I'm going to really do him really good, huh? Valencia, give me my coffee. Fuck, come on. Oh, God. Yeah, I feel better now. So, we're supposed to talk about some kind of movie?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. William Paxton gave me the movie to watch, and I watched it, and, you know, I found it very interesting, so... Yeah, you go ahead and do your introduction.
Is this Hitchcock? Or Hitchcock, is that you?
No, I told you who I am. I'm Mason Berger.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you know who I am. I mean, I'm the guy who's gonna got Catherine Isabel as my sister, the one that I took her ovaries.
No.
Okay, well, go ahead, Mr. Highland, and let's talk about this movie. What's the title of it again? Alexi, give me the fucking DVD here. Oh, yeah. It's called We Are Still Here.
See what I have to put up with, listeners? Yeah, no one's coming to save me. As usual. Yeah, as you said, I was suggested this movie called We Are Still Here, and Eric said I wasn't going to recognize Barbara Crampton. I recognized her right away.
Oh, okay. Which one was she?
The blonde.
Oh, okay. The blonde bitch, the older lady with the rather debonair looking husband.
And I'm guessing this takes place sometime in the 70s.
Yeah. They got Carlisle Mommy, you know, the one that I got at home. Very, very nice car. got from my dad, Mitch. It's from the 70s, yeah.
And I didn't know where this was taking place until the end credits.
New England?
Yeah.
New England. Yeah, I've been there a few times. Family's got a summer home there. It's very nice location. Very nice place.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not really. Well, I don't want to say I'm unaccustomed to ghost movies, but what I rather mean is this really isn't. How do I want to put this? It's not what I prefer when it comes to horror movies.
Really?
That's just me.
You told me that you like The Shining. That's a ghost movie.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's... I don't know. It just has a different feel to others.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, what's the plot line to this little piece of movie history here?
Well, they move into this house in the middle of nowhere, and they quickly find out that it used to be a mortuary, and there was this family that used to live in there, and they were the popular story is that they, many decades ago, they were selling bodies and they got found out and they were run out of town and the father drank himself to death. But later on, we find out that that wasn't the case. They find out that they were murdered.
Yeah, and in fact, they were burned to death, weren't they?
Yeah. The story does, speaking of The Shining, it does have kind of a Stephen King kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, that's what I got about it, too, was that it had kind of that Stephen King thing going. Almost Stephen King meets... Who's that fucker that did Halloween?
John Carpenter.
Yeah, John Carpenter. Because the spirits kind of look like those fuckheads in
the fog.
With the white eyes and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of which, I do like whoever did makeup and special effects for this. They did a good job.
I appreciated it too. I mean, you don't see a lot of practical effects, and then on top of that, they added just a touch of digital to it. Where the ghosts, you could see them kind of glowing a little bit. In the images. But not enough that it was overpowering. It still had that kind of 70s feel to it. I do have to say the casting on it was outstanding. I mean, everyone in the cast looked like they came from a 70s horror film.
Yeah.
I mean, even the two even the psychic and her husband. You did recognize who the psychic was, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Lisa Marie Presley.
What?
Mr. Jackson.
You gotta be kidding.
No, very much so. Yeah, very, very lovely lady. I remember when her and Jacko were together. They came up to New England with us one time. You know, he was kind of a weirdo though. You know, but I like weirdos. Don't you like weirdos, Mr. Islander? Yeah, we.
It depends.
You know, and then of course, you know, speaking of The Shining, didn't you think that the guy that played Lisa Marie's husband, didn't he? What's the actor's name? Larry.
Jack Nicholson.
He looked a lot like Jack Nicholson, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah,
very much so.
Very much the Shining Jack Nicholson, except that he had a mustache.
Yeah.
Very, very, very good casting on that. He was, Jacko would have been thrilled. Of course, Jacko doesn't even know his own name anymore, but you know how that is.
I thought it was stupid that his character performed a seance. I mean, that was kind of a cliche. I mean, they could have had something else to bring about the big finish at the end.
Well, I mean, you know, it was typical 70s type thing. They always had that kind of a presentation in the 70s where they'd do like the seance and stuff with the candles and all that. You know, it was a big thing. All right, give me my coffee. Yeah, come on. I'm thirsty. Motherfucker. Oh, come on. God, Mr. Island, you know, can't get good help here. God. Yeah, I'm in a fucking wheelchair and they can't even give me my fucking coffee. Assholes. Okay. So anyway, and you know, the sub story on the film was that Barbara Crampton's character and her husband, you know, the sexy guy, they lost a son, right? And she kept thinking that the ghosts in the house were him. Actually, he was in the house, but he was being held back by the ghosts that were there, correct?
Yeah.
Eric William told me something. I was absolutely amazed because I'm an absolute hater of Uli LaMell films, but. Said that one of the ghosts was actually that Alyssa Dowling actress, and you know, man, thank God we didn't even have to see her. I mean, she was covered up in the makeup so bad you wouldn't even recognize her, and all she had to do was stand there and look scary. Best role she ever had, right, Mrs. Island.
Well, I didn't know that she was in there until you told me.
Oh, okay. You just found out? Oh, okay. Now that's something. Well, you know, I remember her from that movie Dread. You know, they had her on for 2 seconds, and that was enough. That woman is so annoying. And you remember from that documentary? His name's Jason.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th fans absolutely hated her because she ran through the entire documentary screaming. You know, she was the one wearing the sweater. But anyways, you know, that's beyond the point. You know, we're talking about the movie in a whole here. You know this movie. So, how about those neighbors? What did you think about them?
Well, they were creepy to begin with.
Yeah.
Especially with their story that they told them.
Yeah, you know. Mr. Highland, did you get a Woody for the wife? I mean, she was absolutely sexy. Yeah, that was a looker, wasn't she, Mr. Highland? Oh, man. Ooh, get me hot there, baby. You know, get you a little right on my wheelchair there. Jaquiri, come on, get my back, you motherfucker. Okay, I'm better now. So anyway, they had that cult thing going, you know, with the conspiracy, the town folk and all that. That was an interesting little addition there. I mean, you know, this could have been a rather plain horror film, but, you know, they added in the cult, you know, the fact that the town was conspiring to have this family murdered by the evil force in the house. You know, that was intriguing. Didn't you think that, Mr. Highland?
Yeah, reminds me of Children of the Corn.
Yeah. But weren't those kids?
Fuck.
Okay. Whatever. I don't know.
Some alarm is going off.
Really? Well, it's not,
you were
not
saying?
Me. I'm fine here, you know? You know, except that Jacqueline wouldn't fucking hit me in the back, you know, get the fucking mucus up. Fucking asshole. Motherfucker. Ugh. So, anyways, yeah, very, very, you know, and what did you think of the camera work, Mr. Highland? Didn't it have that 70s feel to it and the music and everything? It was,
yeah.
it just cried the 70s, you know. You know, I've seen a lot of these, you know, retro 70s films, and, you know, they always messed up on one little thing. I did see one little mess up, but, you know, only the really trained eye could see it. Did you happen to see it, Mr. Highland?
No, I don't think so.
There's a scene where you actually see a modern truck. I'd say
when's
like
that?
A 2008 Ford truck in a scene.
No, I didn't notice.
Oh, yeah. That's the only thing that I saw that took it out. Now, I mean, you know, are you the type that likes these instant shock jumps or that, or do you like a good psychological horror film?
The latter.
Oh, okay, so good psychological horror film. Well, you know, that's one thing that I liked about this film, was that it wasn't full of all these jump scares. It wasn't overly special effected, and, you know, you had a good story, you had good characterization and all that, you know.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's something that kids have to understand about horror, is that it's not meant to be cheap.
Yeah. I mean, this movie was done on a low budget. You know, I mean, if the filmmakers had come to me, I would have given them a couple $1 million to help them out. But you know, they didn't come to me, so they made a very reasonable film here on a decent budget and kept it. How much of a budget did they have? I'm checking this IMDb thing. Come on, you fucker. Oh, it doesn't say anything. Ah, fucking asshole. Okay, well, we don't know how much of a budget they have. But I don't think it was millions of dollars. Do you think it was millions of dollars, Mr. Highland?
No.
No, not at all. I think this was a very well done film. I mean, you know, very, very, very well done. I was actually surprised that IMDb only gave it a 5.9. Can you believe that, Mr. Highland? 5.9 for this film.
I would have given it more.
Oh, same here. I mean, it was fantastic.
Certainly looks better than that stupid Gallows movie that they keep advertising on TV. But then again, that movie's for teenagers.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. Well, you know, I mean, you know. Why? You didn't like that, Mr. Highland?
I wouldn't see that. I wouldn't see that movie.
See, I told you, you stupid ass. Yeah, I shouldn't have put my money into it, you stupid... Valencia told me to put a little money into that movie. Ah, fuck. Oh, well. Doesn't matter anyways. You know, I mean, shit. You know, I've got fucking Catherine Isabel in my household, too. So, you know, she's always fucking wanting money. And, you know, having that fucking Jen and Sylvia Soska in the house. Fucking hate people. Fucking coming in. Oh, God. What do you say there, Mr. Island?
I think you need an exorcism to get that voice out of your throat.
You gotta invite me over to your place. You know, we'll party. You know, I'm a big party guy too. You know, have the wheelchair guy, and you know, we love it. How hard is B-52?
You might have a hard time getting in here. You might have a hard time getting in here with that wheelchair.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll just have them take the saw to the doorway. How's that?
No.
No. No, you're not going to invite me, Mason Verger over to your house to party. I'm the party guy. It's like having Howard Hughes over there.
Oh, yeah.
You got two very handsome fellows in the house with a bunch of women, it's going to be great. Right, Mr. Holland, So, anyways, but we're talking about this movie again, what's your opinions of the performances, though?
I liked them.
Good, yeah. Yeah, I thought very superior, Even the dead people, just standing there. They stood there very well. Didn't you think they stood very well, Mr. Highland?
Yes, and I'm sure people might say or think, standing a certain way, that's not acting. Oh, walking's not acting. Technically it is.
Yeah, it is. Just standing there with wide eyes and, covered all up in this black shit, they think I don't act either, because I'm sitting there in the wheelchair and all I do is I talk. But fuck that. I act really well, don't I, Mr. Island? I do a very good job.
Yes, but we've yet to see anyone win an Oscar for playing a dead person.
Oh, okay, yeah, well. Well, wait a second. Didn't, what's it called, win for playing Andy Kaufman?
That's not what I meant.
Okay, well, whatever. So,
I mean, being a corpse in a movie, that's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
They don't move throughout the whole movie.
Oh, wow, I've seen worse. I've seen worse performances. Have you ever seen Andy Warhol sleep, Mr. Highland?
Andy what?
Andy Warhol sleep.
No.
It's a 4-hour movie about a guy sleeping.
Wow.
Everyone thinks it's fucking genius. I think it fucking sucks. But what do I know?
How
I'm just some fucking guy with a fucked up face and sitting in a wheelchair.
How can that generate that kind of running time?
Because they filmed a guy sleeping for 4 hours.
And that was greenlit? Wow.
Yeah, it was greenlit.
Greenlit, it was picked up, distributed, wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah. All of that. It's an art house film legend, just like Giuliana Squatsi. Don't tell me you haven't seen Giuliana Squatsi either.
Nope, never heard of it.
Oh, okay, whatever. I have a lot of time now because fucking Hannibal Lecter fucks me up so I can't walk and I can't move my fucking arms very well. All I can do is sit here and eat fucking shit and talk. And watch movies, that's about it. And, I have that fucking Catherine Isabel in my house. I fucking hate her ass. Don't you, fucking bitch. glad I took her ovaries. So, anyway, Mr. Highland, what's your final say on We Are Still Here?
7.5.
7.5 what?
Howls.
Oh, okay, howls. Okay. I don't know. I'm visiting, so I don't know what your rating is. I'd put it on boobies, but what the fuck can I do? I'm just this guy who's sitting here with a permanent heart on, trying to stuck in a wheelchair. So much fun. Yeah. I give it 8 howls, I guess. It's a very good film, very very well done, and I've seen a lot of it. I think it outdoes that, House of the Devil piece of shit. So, that's good. So, anyways, you do know where I'm coming from, right? Coming to you from. I'm calling in from Comic-Con. We got our Hannibal table here. That little fuckhead's out there getting himself some food, and I'm stuck here, asshole. Him and that Graham fucker, and Fishburne. Fucking hate those motherfuckers. They don't even give me a fucking hamburger. Fucking assholes. Treat me like a prop. So, anyways, I thought I'd sit there and pull Mr. Highland's legs. Hey, Gordon scares everybody. I was
It's Spanky, everybody.
Spanky. Yeah, right. But I got you. I stayed in character almost all through the show. And that's pretty fucking good, doing that. So anyways, I loved We Are Still Here, and, it's a good movie. I'm surprised you said that you don't like ghost movies.
Not particularly.
So you didn't like Insidious, huh?
Just okay.
Oh, okay. Just okay. Alrighty. Well, anyways. And for those of you out there, Howlies, who are wondering, I'm feeling very much better, after my heart attack and all that. So, enjoyed the cards that people sent me. Loved it. Alrighty. So we're almost done here, Mr. Highland. I think we've got about another 4 minutes. So you got anything else to say or anything that you want to talk about? How's things going on your book and that?
I'm taking this month off from writing.
Really? I mean, you're so close to finishing.
I know, but the last chapter is going to be a big one.
Really? Going to be a real big one, huh? Oh, that's going to be fun. Yeah, well, that's the problem with you. You always decide, I'm going to do a huge-ass chapter, but it's like, why? Why don't you just do chapters that build onto each other and build to the.
I can't. No, not this book.
Okay. So, you know, when it's done, you want it in print and in ebook form, right?
Well, is that what you would suggest?
Well, yeah, get it out there, Mr. Highland. You know, and then you can get then you can buy copies and have it for when you do your book signings and convention appearances. Uh-oh, Mr. Highland's getting his asthma again.
No. I don't know what's going on. I'm not the kind of person that would look forward to doing signings.
Why not?
You like fame.
I
don't.
I forgot all the ladies would be chasing after you. That's pretty bad.
I can just imagine people would. I'd be in the bathroom. And people would be begging for my autograph. So I go sign this, Highland, and I'd be so pissed. I'd turn to them and pee all over them and be like, "Fuck you!"
Oh, do a Jack Nicholson on him, huh?
Yeah.
Or do the George Takei thing and sign a piece of toilet paper and give it to him.
No.
That's what George Takei did. Funny as hell. Man, I got a Mason Verger in my throat after doing that for so long. Eh. I'm amazed that Gary Oldman could handle that for that long. Ugh. That voice. He was in the original Hannibal. They got another guy playing Mason in the series. And actually, I like him even better. Pretty damn good. So, anyways, we've got about a minute, Mr. Highland. Want to say goodbye to the fans?
All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for putting up with the whatever we did, and. Stay tuned for whatever we're going to do next time. As usual, it will be a surprise.
Yes, it will. Oh, actually, next week, be ready because I will be doing a special edition of An Awakening of Horror. And I will have on a guest, and I'm going to be talking about bullying in the horror community.